I remember that there was another war between Africa and Italy. And one day, about 9 months earlier, Blessed Jesus transported me outside of myself and showed me a very long road filled with human flesh immersed in blood, which inundated that road like rivers. It was horrifying to see those cadavers exposed to the open air without anyone to bury them. All frightened, I said to our Lord, "What is this?" And he, "Next year, there will be a war. They use the flesh to offend me, and I, on their flesh, want to make my just vengeances." He said other things, but the long time past does not allow me to remember. Now, it happened that, after that period of time, news began to spread that there was a war between Africa and Italy. I prayed, good Jesus, to spare so many victims and to have pity on so many souls who were going to hell. One morning, according to the usual way, he transported me outside of myself, and I saw that almost all people were convinced that Italy was going to win. I seemed to find myself in Rome, and I could see the deputies in council among themselves on how they should carry on the war to be sure that Italy would win. They were so swollen with themselves as to arouse pity. But what impressed me the most was to see that almost all these people were sectarians, souls sold to the devil. What sad times! It really seemed that the satanic reign was reigning, and instead of placing their trust in God, they were placing it in the devil. Now, while they were in council, my blessed Jesus told me, "Let us go hear what they are saying among themselves." It seemed I was entering their circle together with him. Jesus was strolling through their midst, shedding tears over their miserable state. When they finished their counsel about the way to proceed, boasting of being sure about the victory, Jesus turned to them and, threatening them, said, "You rely on yourselves, and therefore I will humiliate you. This time Italy will lose."